97 WIRX. That song will never not be amazing.
You label me, a label you, so I don't be unforgiven.
728 and 22. Hold on. The phone has been ringing here for like the last. Hold on. Let me take this phone call quick. WIRX.
What's up, man?
You.
Hey, what are you doing, Hunter?
Hey, what are you? I'm at work. What are you doing?
I'm looking for my key that came off of my key ring when I got home last night. So I'm just calling you. That's what I'm doing right now. Unbelievable.
What a moron. You're so dumb.
So my car started because I got the auto start.
But you can't, you can't drive it?
No, and it's in front of Amanda's car, too, so I can't move her car. Fuck. So I'm looking for this key. I just wanted you to know what I'm doing.
All right. I'll hold the fort down, you dick.
All right. I see.
Sure. He lost his key. I'm sure that's exactly what... You know what? I'm tired of doing all the work on this show. Hunter, if you're listening, just stay home. No, I'm just kidding. Come in. I'm lonely. I'm so lonely. Get in here as soon as you can. Good morning. 7:33:22. Today, we're going to see some light snow in the afternoon. Could see accumulation. There we go. Anyway, high of 28 tonight. Some more snow, then clearing out in a low of 15. Thursday, cloudy. Chance for some snow in there and a high of 25. So it's cold and snowy basically the rest of the week. Hopefully that stops on Saturday because I have to move. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, I want to talk about TV shows and ones that either got canceled or ended and which one you would want to bring back. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We all got our favorite shows out there. Unfortunately, a lot of shows come and go. And some of them, you know, have a great run and they end the best way possible. They end with the perfect ending or they get canceled without any explanation and you're all left hanging going, come on. So I want to know what show you would bring back, whether it got canceled or it just ended. And let me know, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. You can give me a call, comment on Facebook. I got two, and I'll tell you my first one right now. And I think a couple people commented this on Facebook as well. A show that I wish they would bring back, and, you know, I'm surprised they didn't at some point, was Firefly. Oh, my God, did I love that. And honestly, I just found that show on a whim. I'm pretty sure Kiki and I, before she left for Costa Rica years ago, we ended up watching, like, the whole series in one night. We ended up watching, like, the first season in one night, and that's all they had. They just had the one season. It was an amazing show. If you've never seen it, check out Firefly. But I will warn you, you're going to get hooked, and then you're going to finish the season, and you're going to be left with this hole in your stomach because there's nothing there to fill it. That's how much you're going to fall in love with this show. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll be back. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
Why's my mic so quiet? Turn me up a little bit.
What? Why don't you turn your headphones up?
I'm trying. There. It just won't go.
Is that better?
That's better.
Moron.
All right.
You found your key.
I found my key.
Yeah, good.
Dude, that made me nervous. That woke me up.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I only got one key. I went to go get an extra key, but it's $180 because it has a chip inside of it. Why are they doing that?
So they get more money from you.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's probably some
such
safety
a scam,
thing.
Man.
Yeah.
It's not a safety thing. It's a scam.
I got one key.
Yeah.
And every time I don't know where it's at, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You should have a spot that you always just put that key.
Yeah. Well, I do. I do.
Yeah?
But listen to this. I have an old WIRX keychain. I don't know if any of our listeners have these still from like 2007.
Throw them out.
Dude, they come undone. And I have my main key on that. So
how long has it been doing that?
Yeah, it's just 2007.
Maybe you should get a new one.
I know.
How about that?
You know, I actually put it on a key ring this time. This one made me too nervous.
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad you made it in.
I made it.
The show, I guess, will be all right now. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Talking about TV shows that ended or got canceled, which one would you bring back? I gave my first one. I got two of them.
Yeah, I got two, too.
What's your first one?
My first one, it's obvious. Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Got to bring back Seinfeld.
See, now, luckily, Seinfeld, you still watch it. It's everywhere. Yes, yeah. And Jerry does a bunch. He's got a new stand-up special coming out. Yep. And Comedians in Cars.
Yeah, that's a good
Getting
show.
Coffee. God, it's so good. So you get that. But, yeah, Seinfeld was an amazing show. Right. It was. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
Another good show would be?
What's that?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Remember that show?
I don't remember that show.
It was like the old, like, life-size puppets.
Not the mama. Oh, that. Oh, my
Not
God.
The mama.
Yes.
Not the mama.
Yes. That, like, usually came on, like, after Roseanne.
Yeah.
That show was actually, I remember when they talked about, for some reason, an episode that sticks out of my mind is when they are going to kill the stepmom. He's going to kill the stepmom.
Yeah, right.
Is it Clarence? Clarice. No.
What is it? Damn it.
God, it's Clarence. I think it's Clarence. Yeah. Anyway. But he's going to kill his stepmom, the stepmom dinosaur, the old lady, and how they kill him is by throwing him in the tar pit.
Right.
And that's where all the old dinosaurs go to die. But then they end up not doing. I don't know why that sticks out in my mind.
Because
so
it's
much.
A great show.
God, that's the mama. Got hit with the frying pan right in the head. That was good stuff. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We got some great comments on Facebook on this. My second show, and I don't even know, we'll read over some of these, but my second show is The Good Guys.
The Good Guys.
This was with Bradley Whitford, all right? Eric from...
Eric?
It's from Billy Madison.
Yeah.
It's him and Colin Hanks and hot-ass Jenny Wade. But Bradley Whitford, he plays like that. He's an old-school cop. He was famous in the 80s for saving, like, the governor's daughter. Yeah. He's got the big old cop mustache.
Nice.
And he wears the... And he's just, he's old-school. Like, he hates computers. And then you have Colin Hanks' character, who's, you know, real straight-laced and into the new tech.
Mm-hmm.
It was on for one season, and it was just a brilliant
show. What channel was it on?
It was on Fox.
Really?
It was on, and like most things Fox does, they end it after one season.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't let it build. They don't
you
let
gotta
it build.
Give it some, you know? Yeah. It has potential.
You got to give it time, man. You got to give it time. We got some good comments here on Facebook. Kiki, of course, commented Firefly. Uh-huh. She's right there with me. I made her say that. Let's see. We got Jim said Alcatraz. I don't think I've ever seen
Alcatraz.
He said it wasn't even like a full season on Fox. Elijah said the old school X-Men cartoon.
Oh, the old school
OG X-Men
that
cartoon.
That was a great.
Douglas said Beavis and Butthead.
Oh man,
they tried.
It was like a season 9 or something.
You know what? The younger generation, they don't appreciate
they don't
it. I don't think they don't get it.
I don't think the females get it either.
No. God, it's so good.
I sat my fiance down to watch a few episodes of the new. She's like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I'm like, really? Tell you what.
It's hilarious.
You take that Rin back. She doesn't deserve the American.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Charles Vanderdoes said 2.5 Men with Sheen. Nobody needs that, okay?
Right. But it was a lot better with Sheen.
It was.
Kutcher, I don't know
why
they went
tried keeping it. They should have just ended it. But, I mean, they're still cashing those checks, man. Mary Lou said Magnum P.I. Great show. Brandon Terry said Home Improvement.
Oh, yes, Brandon.
I would take a reboot of Home Improvement.
Attaboy, Brandon.
They kind of did that with Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll read some more. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Canceled or TV shows that ended that you would bring back.
Oh, yeah. 7-WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Ooh, yeah. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Talking about, God, we could go probably all day.
All day, man.
On this topic. Talking about the TV shows that either got canceled or just ended. You know, some TV shows, they get a great run. Mm-hmm. They get the perfect ending and everyone's happy.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, Animaniacs.
There you go.
I think they were talking about bringing that one back. We got some other great comments on Facebook here. One I agree with right here, Adrienne said Sons of Anarchy. But again, it ended with such a, you know, epic ending that I don't know if they could.
That's a series I haven't seen yet.
Sons of Anarchy.
I know, and trust me, I get it.
Yeah, no,
really?
And
come on, bro.
People do that for me with Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
I've watched 2 episodes of Breaking Bad.
Really?
Dude, come on,
dude, you gotta go home and watch it.
I think that the best answer on here is from Jeremy Curtis Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh God, yes.
The eyes of a ranger are upon
you. You know you're badass when you sing your own theme song.
Anything you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you, cause that's where the ranger's gonna be. And yes, that
Taking
is
ass.
That is
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris singing that.
Yeah.
He sang the theme song.
All right. Just doing roundhouse kicks and ending episodes.
God, with those boots.
One roundhouse at a time.
Those tight-ass jeans and cowboy boots. You are not roundhouse kicking in those. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's take a couple phone calls. WIRX, hello.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Sorry if I missed this one, but and it was already said, but Firefly.
Oh, yeah, that was mine. That was my first one. That show, and actually, there's a lot of comments on there. That show was amazing, man. It was amazing.
It was, but sad to say, it's like I don't know if it could honestly be brought back after they did the movie Serenity.
No, they couldn't because they killed off so many important characters, and it's ridiculous. So, yep, they ruined it. They ruined it.
Yep. But all right, that's my 2 cents.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Guys.
Yep. WIRX, hello.
Hey, do you guys remember that? That was actually about the Navy SEALs, or actually Special Forces, the unit?
No, I don't think I ever saw that one.
Oh, okay. It was one guy who does he does that insurance commercial, the big black guy does that.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. He does he's for Nationwide.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. He played in the unit. Yeah, it was about Special Forces, about missions they did back in the day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, pretty good show. So,
all right,
okay, you guys have a good day and rock and roll.
All right, buddy.
Okay,
bye. Bye. WIRX, hello.
Yeah, one of the shows you want to bring back?
Yeah.
Quantum Leap.
Oh, dude, that's a great show. Damn! And nowadays with the technology, they can make it so much better.
I know, that was a cool ass show.
Oh, great choice. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
You too. You know who that guy sounded like? He sounded like Corey from Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah. He did. That's a good show, too.
What, Quantum Leap?
Quantum Leap, yeah. And Pawn Stars is a good show, though it's fake.
Yeah, it is.
Extremely. My cousin was on that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He went to Vegas, and he went there to the actual pawn shop, and he walked in, and the main guy, the bald guy.
Rick.
Yeah, he's like, here, take this Coca-Cola thing, walk back into the store with it, and just do the whole routine like you've seen on the TV show, and we'll take you kind of through it. And so, yeah, he was on the show.
Did he get paid for it?
I don't think he got paid for it.
What?
Yeah, exactly. And I think he I don't know if he sold it back to him or what happened, but you could just tell. Like,
really?
I know my cousin. I'm like, dude, you're acting right there. And he was. He was like, yeah, it was totally fake.
That's crazy, man.
Kind of ruins it, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, luckily, that show's still going on.
Yeah.
Don't need to bring it back. We got some great answers. I will say Firefly is probably in the lead. You've never seen that one either.
Never seen Firefly.
All right, you got to do that. It's one season.
Yeah.
And, dude, it left
everyone.
Why was
it just one season? Everybody loves it.
Because you know why?
Because Fox
sucks. The people
at
Fox suck, okay? They suck.
You know what? We got something really good here.
Let's just
end it in one season.
It's one of those where, and we see that with so many shows. You get a good, it takes maybe a while for a show to build. You got to get a fan base. One show for me that was amazing, and honestly, I'm glad it ended because it was such a roller coaster ride, was Chuck. That was another amazing show. It had Zachary Levi, Yvonne Strahovski. It was an amazing show. But there was a couple times where they said it was going to get canceled.
Yeah.
And then fans literally rallied around, was able to keep it around for, I believe, 5 seasons. And it got the ending it needed. And it was great. So.
Huh. It's another one I didn't see.
Yeah.
What do you like better, movies or shows? If you had to choose between the two.
I like shows.
Yeah.
I like
movies.
Yeah.
I like getting it over in 2.5 hours. That's enough for me. I don't want to wait till next week to see what happens.
Is that suspension?
I guess.
Kind of suspension. Sucks. That's suspense.
Suspension.
Suspension. You know what? Why don't you shut your mouth? All right. Tell you what. If you want to comment on go ahead, comment on Facebook. We may revisit this. We'll try and get Kiki in here and see if she's got any other shows. But we got great answers, and we'll be back here in a little bit. Rock.